I've been wanting to raise this several times through the morning. Time for a basic lesson. This is how journalism works, and I'm raising it because our parent company, Nine Entertainment, hosted a fundraising dinner for the Liberal Party up in Sydney this week. Now, that set a few people frothing, particularly Andrew Bolt, and much of what he said was right. It was overblown, overwritten as usual, but it wasn't wrong. It's not a good look for a media company to host a fundraiser for any political party. By all means, you meet the pollies, and if you donate, you donate to both sides. But perceptions are important, and this is not a good look in my view. But despite the rantings, this makes no difference to how I work, or The Age, or the Sydney Morning Herald work, I think. Journalists are independent, and they have a choice. This is how it works. If the boss tells you to do something and it breaches your ethics, you can refuse and quit. Or if the boss doesn't like what you're doing or not doing, they can fire them. Now, I've never known that to happen, but I have known journalists to quit and threaten to quit. It is really simple. If you take your ethics seriously, you must always be prepared to walk away. Nine will not be writing my editorials or telling me what to say. They get that. In fact, I've worked for Nine on and off for 20 years, never had the slightest problem with interference. I have had problems here over the years, but we sorted that out. Point is, and a great journalist, the late Les Carline, once said to me, never get used to the pay packet, never get used to the big white car. You always have to be ready to quit on a point of principle. He was right. It's how it works. There is a bad look about this Sydney fundraiser, but it doesn't mean anybody will try to twist what I say or what others say. And if they do, we've got the choice. You cop it or you walk.